What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled Latvian Women Have Embraced Feminism. Now, I've been telling you guys this for about half a dozen years by now. Feminism is nothing more than woman, female nature, raw and uncut. That's all feminism really is, guys. Now, a lot of Muslims, they want to blame feminism on Western civilization, and then Western dudes, they want to blame feminism on the colleges. But at the end of the day, guys, feminism is nothing more than women wanting to have fun. So as you guys know, I'm out here in Riga, which rhymes with nigga. Been here going on 8-9 days about now. I was supposed to be traveling outside of Riga. Riga is the capital of Latvia, and about half of the population lives here. So obviously this is going to be like their version of New York, right? So obviously feminism is going to be here, like, duh, you know. Pretty much any place where it's like a metropolis, where women have access to jobs, money, many, many men, feminism is going to be there. That's just how it is, dudes. It's like, you know, if a woman has a job, she has money, she has a smartphone, she's decent looking, yeah, it's going to be turbo feminism. That's just how it is. So, reason why I have not ventured out of Riga yet, it's because moving my servers from leasing them to actually me owning my own servers for Gifts and Bro and for my Metuali Web Services clients. So I just got notification from the data center before this email that the proper hardware just finally came in like an hour ago. So if everything is good, we should move Gifts and Bro and all our MWS clients to a bigger, better server over the weekend. So hopefully, God willing, that turns out to be like that. And if it's successful, then next week I'll start traveling around Latvia. So I'm walking to my Airbnb right now. It's about a 2-kilometer walk. You know, I walk at least 4 or 5 kilometers a day. And if I decide to walk from my Airbnb directly to Old Town Riga without taking a bus, I'm probably doing 10 kilometers a day. You know, I already lost like 2 kilograms being here, like not even, you know, a little bit over a week. Anyways, let's go back to the point of the video, which is Latvian women have embraced feminism. So I go to Costa Coffee at the mall to do my work. I know a lot of you guys out there say, Omar, Costa Coffee sucks. Yes, you're right. But you know what? They have really good internet. And I need good internet, you know. Not to mention they have a big ass coffee, you know, for like a little bit under $4 once you do the conversion. So it's cappuccino, very large cappuccino. I put that on my Instagram, you know. Now I'm putting a lot of shit up on Instagram. If you guys want to see the shit I do here, just go to Instagram, Alpha Male Lifestyle, instead of space underscore. So what I have noticed here in Riga is that a lot of women out there, they have this whole boss bitch attitude, you know. They all want to be these career driven women, you know, deal makers, you know, pretty much the stuff we have in America. At the end of the day, guys, minus being morbidly obese, tatted up and loud, it's the same thing here as we have in America, guys. At the end of the day, these women, they want to be boss bitches. At the end of the day, these women want to have beta male orbiters, and that's pretty much it, okay? Now, I'm seeing a lot of these women, guys, they hang out with themselves, or they either hang out with their friends, and when they hang out with their friend, usually they have one unattractive friend, and I'm just making sure this is my street. If I take a right here, yeah, the Remy is over there, so if I go down the street, I should be home. Even if I'm not, you know, how far off am I gonna be? Like, 10-minute, 15-minute walk, that's nothing. You know, the more the merrier. You know, I'm just burning off fat. It's actually 41 degrees right now, believe it or God, believe it or not. Think I'm getting a call. I don't know if you guys can hear when I'm getting a call, but I'm getting a call right now. Hopefully it goes away. All right, there we go. Okay, so I was getting a call, so I didn't know if you guys were here, were hearing me. So that's police, I think. Yeah, probably police. You don't see them. You don't see them that often here, but yeah, they're around. But you really don't see them that often. So going back to what I was saying about me seeing a lot of a Latvian woman either going out with their girlfriends or going out to all on their own. You know, the girls who go out with their the girls who go out with their girlfriends, usually you get a decent looking Latvian chick and then a unattractive Latvian chick. And even though I don't understand the Latvian language, it's probably the same shit in America, where the ugly girl is still in the hot girl. Oh, baby, you don't need, well, you know, oh, whatever, you know, you're telling the hot girl, you know, don't get a relationship, you know, you're a boss bitch, you know, slay queen. And that's all these women do, guys. They're just glued to their smartphones, you know. I've seen so many Latvian women walk around glued to their smartphones. It's like, bitch, you almost got your ass ran over, you know, walking down the street, looking at your smartphone. You know, this one Latvian girl at Costa Coffee, this bitch for 3 hours straight, 3 motherfucking hours, this bitch did not take her eyes off of her smartphone. I never seen anything like that, guys. I never seen anything in my life where somebody can look at the smartphone straight for 3 fucking hours, you know. It's like, wow. So a lot of these women out there, guys, they love the attention they're getting. They love the financial freedom they have. And to them, it's like, we're good, you know. We got money. We got freedom. Why do we need to have a family for? You know, this is what you guys out there need to understand. Even TFM said this. You know, when men win the lottery, they want to have families. When women win the lottery, they don't want to have families, okay? You know, where I live, Martin County, it's a very, very rich county. You know, I think we're one of the low-key richest counties in all of America. You know, there's a lot of important people who live in Martin County. You wouldn't even know it unless somebody who knows them personally pointed them out to you. Like, for example, we have freaking Michael Jordan. We have, what's his name, Tiger Woods, living in Jupiter, assuming he's still there after his wife took the house. I think Sylvester Stallone might be with us, or he might be Palm Beach County, I don't know. Michael Jordan, what's his name, John Travolta, he flies his planes in and out of Stewart Airfield every now and then. So we, one of the people we had, and I knew the people who were her caretakers, she was the heiress of a major soft drink company. I said soft drink, not software, okay? No, it wasn't Pepsi or Coca-Cola, but it was another name brand, soft soda or soft drink company that we all know that got bought out. So she came from a family of like billionaires, okay? So this woman from cradle to grave was taken care of. She never got married, she never had children, and guess what? That's the way she wanted it, okay? She died peacefully in her bed at the age of like 84, 85, okay? See, this is what I want everybody here to understand, man. If a woman has money, she doesn't want to have a family, guys, okay? Period. Accept that fact, okay? The only time a woman gets baby rabies is when she realizes that, hey, somebody's got to take care of me in my old age. I don't have unlimited money, so somebody's got to take care of me. You see, in Islam, Islam says you have to take care of your parents, but it also tells you have to take more care of your mother, okay? So when a woman, like, say, this heiress or even Oprah Winfrey, she has unlimited money. Well, what the hell are they gonna do with a freaking family for? It's like throughout human history, guys, women had families. Women got married to have protection and provision, and women had children to have somebody take care of her in her old age. That's it, okay? Today, with women having their own careers, there's no need for a woman to have a man. Yeah, sure, she'd love to have some Texan buddy. Sure, she'd love to go out with some beta male. But in reality, guys, women really don't need men. And like Stardust and Aaron Clary said, women probably don't even like us. They don't even like us, you know? Now, I know a lot of you guys out there are gonna say, well, what about Chad, man? Chad gets all the pussy. Do you guys realize how much stress Chad is under? And I'm gonna tell you, a couple of days ago, I was at a coffee shop called Caffeine. Caffeine is like their version of Starbucks. There is no Starbucks in Latvia. So I was at Caffeine, and there was a Giga Chad. You have to remember, man, this is fucking Latvia. They're all blue-eyed, blonde, white, and tall, you know? They're all, you know, by our standards, they're all Chad. So, anyway, so there was this Giga Chad, probably early 20s, working on his laptop. And one of the baristas, she was hot. She was, I think, might have been his girlfriend or whatever. So, every time this bitch has a break, she'll go sit down next to Chad. She wouldn't say a word. She would put her head into his shoulder, trying to get his attention. And of course, Chad is maintaining frame, bro. And you know, then she would try to like scratch him, shit like that. And Chad is maintaining frame. You guys wanna know why? Because Chad knows the second he gives this bitch any sort of validation, she's gonna be hopping on the cock of the next Chad. This is what you guys out there need to understand. Once a woman has you in the bag, that's it. She's bored. Now it's time for her to go jump on some other dude's cock. Look at Tom Brady. You know, there is no better than Tom Brady. But his wife, she got bored and she had to go hop on some other dude's cock. That's all there is to it, guys. This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. You know, there's an old saying, rejection is God's protection. Damn, that car is loud. You know? So, yeah. Even the Chads have problems with women, okay? Master Yoda, he says that in his videos. He talks about the prostitute he sees. You know, she has a Chad who goes to her. And, he's like, why the hell would this Chad want to see a freaking prostitute for? And she's like, his wife doesn't give him anything. And it's like, yeah, it makes perfect sense, you know? He's in the bag, bro. You know, she got the ring, she got the house, she got the children. There's no need for her to have sex with him anymore, you know? That's just how it is, guys, you know? Once a woman has a guy in the bag, that's it. Time for her to move on to another dude, okay? So ain't nobody out there winning, guys, okay? And the thing you guys have to understand is that all the guys out there who are indeed getting the sex, you know what? They get addicted to it, you know? They're like, I have to keep on having Chad status. It's like TFM says, you know, you gotta keep on going to the gym, bro. You gotta keep on rotating plates, bro. Listen, man, I ain't got time for that shit, dudes. You know, I got better things to do, you know? We got MGTOW TV going. We got Mitwali Web Services going, you know? Last year, I paid out over you guys paid out because, you know, that was your money. You guys paid out over $40,000 to content creators, Mitwali Web Services, you know. We're helping people put their businesses online, put their blogs online. So when I'm at Costa Coffee, Starbucks, wherever I am in the world and I'm working on MGTOW TV or whatever, I'm not focused about some bitches. I'm not there like saying, where the bitches at, you know? Like a certain PUA who shall remain nameless. Ho, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. So, I'm focused on something more important than women. See, this is what I want everybody here watching this video to understand. You gotta have a purpose in life. You gotta have something grander than woman, okay? I don't give a flying fuck if your thing is cooking, you know? Be the best cook out there. I don't care if it's wood chipping. Be the best wood chipper out there. I don't care if it's fixing toilets. Be the best goddamn plumber out there, you know? A lot of you guys have to find something out there that you genuinely love and take it to the max. You know, that's what I do. You know, I'm not out here looking for pussy, guys. I'm really not. You know, a lot of people like to say, oh, Omar, you're in Latvia and you're not slaying women over there. Guys, it's not my nature to be a freaking... It's not my nature to be a freaking hound dog, man. That's why God created black people for, you know. Let them go out and, you know, sleep with all the low-quality, disease-infested women, you know. I got better things to do with my freaking life, you know. So, at the end of the day, I want you guys out there to understand that in the big cities where women have options, money, career, feminism is going to be the norm. That's just how it is, guys. You know, you look at all the civilizations before us, you know, whether it's the Romans, whether it's the Egyptians, the Greeks, you look at all the civilizations in history. Why did they fall? Because their woman had it so good that they didn't even bother with the men anymore, you know? And the men are like, why the fuck are we? You know, why are we working, you know, jobs we hate, you know? Why are we fighting wars, you know? Why are we doing all this shit, you know? So, that's why civilizations fall. And this is where we are right now, guys, you know? This is why the West is falling. This is why the vast majority of the world really is falling. It's because women are like, hey, we just want to have fun, you know? We just want to go out with a couple of beta males, you know, give them the idea that we're going to touch their pee-pee. And the thing is, guys, real talk, real motherfucking talk, is that the more you get to know women, honestly, the more you get to know women, the more you realize that they're a bunch of ain't shit bitches, you know? That's, you know, that... See, that's one of the major problems right there, is that when you realize that these women are, it's like, you know, all these women do is watch dumb videos, you know. A lot of guys are intimidated by a woman. I don't know why a lot of you guys are intimidated by a woman, you know. They just watch cat videos. They waste time. They have no purpose, no goal in life. You know, they're just nothing more than a freaking clog in a machine. You know, woman, for the most part, especially the modern woman, is an ain't shit bitch. You know, that's why they get with ain't shit niggers, you know? So, this is what I want you guys out there to really understand about a lot of these women out there, guys, is that they're gonna live a life of following their fleeting desires. You know, this is what Islam tells us. These women are gonna follow their fleeting desires, you know. They have no care in the world, right? And even if a girl gets into her 30s and she gets baby rabies, you know, she only wants that kid so she can shame and guilt that kid later on to take care of her when she's old and useless, you know. But yeah, at the end of the day, guys, women don't want families, okay? Get that through your mind, guys. They just don't want families overall, and in particular, they really don't like us, guys. You know, they really don't like us, you know. They'll toy around, you know, they'll go out to the beta male just to give him the illusion that he's gonna get his pee-pee touched if he simps for her. They like to fuck around with the Chads and the Tyrones, you know. see if that pussy can change him. You know, the only guys out there who are genuinely winning, us MGTOWs, you know. We MGTOWs are genuinely winning for two reasons, you know. Reason number one, you can either love women or understand them. You can't do both, okay? Every guy watching this video knows that women are gonna do whatever type of bullshit that they wanna do, and there's nothing you can do about it, you know? You just have to accept female nature. I'm not telling you guys to go out there, put yourself in the motherfucking meat grinder, okay? I'm just telling you, you know, just like I accepted that my second Egyptian cousin who ripped me off in the restaurant is a piece of shit and there's nothing you can do about it other than, you know, not dealing with him. It's the same thing with women, guys. Once you accept the fact that women are a bunch of ancient bitches, that's when you can say, okay, so here's what I'm gonna do, you know? Some of us go monk mode, guys. When I'm in America, it's monk mode, okay? I don't even talk to women in America, you know? In America, it's fucking monk mode, okay? Over here, if I get a girl, I get a girl, you know? I'm not at the pub, like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? Did Big Daddy order you a drink, you know? I don't do that fucking bullshit, you know? That's what yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha does. So the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys by now is that you're really not gonna win with the modern woman. You really are not, you know. At best, you might have children out of it. At best, you might have some freaky deaky sex. And in all honesty, guys, look at Master Yoda, you know. He has it right, you know. You can be with the same prostitute for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you know. For example, the Giga Chad today that the barista was trying to get his attention, you know. How many times is he gonna fuck her before she moves on to another dude, you know? At least with a prostitute, you know, you can have her whenever you want. I mean, as a somebody who drove cab, I hate to say this, but having a relationship with a woman, with a prostitute, is actually better than having a relationship with a normal woman. At least you know where you stand with a freaking prostitute, you know? As sad as it is, it's a fact. It's not even a personal opinion, you know? So you guys out there really are better off with a prostitute than you are with a woman. And if you guys want kids, I told you guys, if you guys want kids, surrogacy, man, that's really gonna be your option, you know, surrogacy. You know, another option that I would contemplate is finding a post-wall career woman who gets baby rabies because, you know, she figured out she's not gonna be like fucking Oprah, you know, rich forever. You know, I'd be like, listen, bitch, you want children, I want children, we ain't gonna live together, we're gonna co-parent, you know, and just strike a deal with her, you know. But marriage, having family, the way things were, yeah, those days are gone, and they're not gonna come back, guys. Even if the world did come to an end, you know, even if nukes fly, things are not going back to the way they are, guys. Get that out in your mind right now, okay? Things simply are not going to go back to the way they were. At least not for a long time. So for you guys out there, man, who are watching this, I just want you to understand that surrogacy if you want children, a prostitute if you just want the company of a woman, okay? This whole Chad worship thing is just getting way too out of hand, man. I mean, even Chad is under stress because, again, you know, the second she gets Chad's validation, she's gonna be hopping on the cock of the next Chad. That's just female nature, guys. There's really nothing you can do about it, you know, unless you plan on taking away internet, smartphones, jobs, careers, money, you know. And short of that, dude, just, you know, accept the fact that female nature is what it is, and do your best to deal with it, I guess. You know, if you want to go monk mode, that's absolutely fine. If you want children like me, surrogacy might be it, or cut a deal with a career woman that wants children too. You know, we're figuring it out. And if you just want to have casual sex every now and then, you know, probably hire a prostitute. That's pretty much going to be the future, guys, you know. So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.